This is Unit 28 of Pimsleur's Speak and Read Essential Ukrainian 1. Listen to this conversation.
Пане Томпсон, ви знаєте Івана Миколайовича Павлова?
Думаю, що ні. Вибачте, як ви сказали його прізвище?
Павлов. Він росіянин.
Він теж з Москви, як і ви?
Ні, він з Одеси. У нас там філіал. Він буде тут у вівторок. Ви хочете познайомитися з ним?
З задоволенням. А хто він за професією?
Він архітектор. Говорять, що дуже талановитий.
Our sentences are getting longer, like real conversations. But you already know most of the words and can make good guesses at others. Listen to the conversation again.
Пане Томпсон, ви знаєте Івана Миколайовича Павлова?
Думаю, що ні. Вибачте, як ви сказали його прізвище?
Павлов. Він росіянин.
Він теж з Москви, як і ви?
Ні, він з Одеси. У нас там філіал. Він буде тут у вівторок. Ви хочете познайомитися з ним?
З задоволенням. А хто він за професією?
Він архітектор. Говорять, що дуже талановитий.
Do you remember the word for a Russian man?
Росіянин.
What is the word for a Russian woman?
Росіянка.
A very common tip-off to Russian names is the ending of. Suppose you've just met a Mr. Kirillov. Ask him, "Are you Russian?"
Ви росіянин?
How do you say from?
З.
Here's how you say, "I am from London." Listen and repeat.
Я з Лондона.
Say, "I'm from London."
Я з Лондона.
How would you say, "He is from Odessa"?
Він з Одеси.
In this case, because Odessa ends in
a,
you should have changed the
a
to an
e.
Another large Ukrainian city that ends in
a
is Poltava. Say, "She is from Poltava."
Вона з Полтави.
Suppose the company you're working with has branch offices in several cities around the world. Here is the word for branch office. It is related to the word affiliate. Listen and repeat.
Філіал. Філіал.
How do you say branch or branch office?
Філіал.
How do you say we have?
У нас.
Suppose you're on a train entering Ukraine from Poland and you're getting acquainted with your compartment mates who speak no English. Say, "I am a businessman from New York."
Я бізнесмен з Нью-Йорка.
I'm going to Kiev.
Я їду в Київ.
Did you remember to use the
в?
Say again. I'm going to Kiev.
Я їду в Київ.
We have a branch there.
У нас там філіал.
One of your compartment mates is a young woman whose name ends in
Enko.
Ask her if she's Ukrainian.
Ви українка?
She's pleased that you noticed her name. She says, "Yes, I'm from Kiev." How does she say that?
Так, я з Києва.
How do you say beautiful or pretty?
Красивий.
What is the word for city?
Місто.
Now, how do you say Kiev is a beautiful city? Remember,
місто
is a neuter noun ending in the O sound.
Київ – красиве місто.
How do you say historic?
Історичний.
Say, Kiev is an historic city.
Київ – історичне місто.
What is the word for modern?
Сучасний.
Now, referring to Kiev, say, it's a modern city.
Це сучасне місто.
Suppose you know an architect who lives in Kiev. You decide to ask your new acquaintance from Kiev if she knows him. Listen.
Ви знаєте Івана Миколайовича Петрова? Ви знаєте Івана Миколайовича Петрова?
If your ears are sharp, you heard that the speaker added an
A
sound to
Іван
and to
Миколайович.
After
знати
and other similar verbs, this happens to masculine nouns denoting persons. Now ask her, do you know Ivan Mikolaevich Petrov?
Ви знаєте Івана Миколайовича Петрова?
She says, I don't think so. How does she say it?
Думаю, що ні.
How would you say the opposite of this? Say, I think so.
Думаю, що так.
And now say again, I don't think so.
Думаю, що ні.
Here's the word for name, meaning last name or surname. Listen and repeat.
Прізвище. Прізвище.
How do you say last name or family name?
Прізвище.
Here's how to ask, what is his last name? Listen and repeat.
Як його прізвище? Як його прізвище?
How do you ask, what is his last name?
Як його прізвище?
How would you ask, what is her last name?
Як її прізвище? Як її прізвище?
Suppose you're about to meet someone, and your Ukrainian friend is telling you about the person in advance. She's mentioned his name, but you didn't quite get it. You want to ask, what did you say his name is? Listen and repeat, you said, or you did say.
Ви сказали. Ви сказали.
How do you say you said or you did say?
Ви сказали.
Here's the question. What did you say his name is? Listen and repeat.
Як ви сказали його прізвище? Як ви сказали його прізвище?
Note that this begins with the question word
як,
where we ask what in English. Ask again, what did you say his name is?
Як ви сказали його прізвище?
Imagine you're a tourist. You've bought a train ticket, and the clerk told you when and where your train leaves. You understood the time, but not the track. Ask, excuse me, where did you say my train is?
Вибачте, де ви сказали мій поїзд?
You're expecting to meet someone on Tuesday. How do you say Tuesday?
Вівторок.
Here's how to say on Tuesday. Listen and repeat.
У вівторок. У вівторок.
How would you say he will be here on Tuesday?
Він буде тут у вівторок.
Now suppose someone is telling you that an acquaintance will arrive in Kiev next week. You ask, did you say he will be here on Tuesday?
Ви сказали, що він буде тут у вівторок?
Did you get it right? Even though you know all the elements, it's still a long sentence with lots of syllables. It takes a while to get used to using longer phrases in a foreign language. Ask again, did you say she will be here on Tuesday?
Ви сказали, що вона буде тут у вівторок?
Here's a short word, architect. It sounds like the English word. Listen and repeat.
Архітектор. Архітектор.
Many names for professions are similar to those in English. Say, he's an architect.
Він архітектор. Він архітектор.
Here's another easy word, talented. Listen and repeat.
Талановитий. Талановитий.
How would you say he's a talented architect?
Він талановитий архітектор.
You'll recognize almost everything in the following question. What is his profession? It literally means, who is he by profession? Listen and repeat.
Хто він за професією? Хто він за професією?
How do you say by profession or by specialty?
За професією. За професією.
Now you ask, what is his profession?
Хто він за професією?
How would you ask, what is her profession?
Хто вона за професією?
How would you say, she's an engineer?
Вона інженер.
Do you remember that get acquainted phrase you often use when you introduce two people?
Знайомтесь.
Here is to get acquainted. Listen and repeat.
Знайомитися. Знайомитися.
Now here's the invitation. Would you like to meet her or do you want to get acquainted with her? You know most of it. Listen.
Ви хочете познайомитися з нею?
Only two words are new here. With and her. They glide together and almost sound like one. Listen and repeat.
З нею. З нею.
Did you hear the two words? Say, with her.
З нею. З нею.
Now ask, do you want to meet her, or do you want to get acquainted with her?
Ви хочете познайомитися з нею?
Here's how to say with him. Listen and repeat.
З ним. З ним.
How would you ask, do you want to get acquainted with him or do you want to meet him?
Ви хочете познайомитися з ним?
Here's the expression meaning gladly or with pleasure. Listen and repeat starting from the back.
Ням. Ням. Воленням. Воленням. Задоволенням. Задоволенням. З задоволенням. З задоволенням.
How do you say gladly or with pleasure?
З задоволенням.
Suppose you're making a second or third visit to Ukraine and you run into an old friend. She's just moved and you want to ask her where she's living now. Do you remember the word now in the sense of these days or currently?
Тепер.
Ask her, where are you living now?
Де ви тепер живете?
How would she say, I have an apartment?
У мене квартира.
How do you say apartment?
Квартира. Квартира.
And here is the word new. Listen and repeat.
Новий. Новий.
What is the feminine form of the word new?
Нова. Нова.
Using this feminine form, say, new apartment.
Нова квартира. Нова квартира.
A friend of yours has just moved. Ask her, where is your new apartment?
Де ваша нова квартира?
It turns out that the apartment is not far from the university. How do you say, not far from?
Недалеко від.
And here is the word university. Listen and repeat.
Університет. Університет.
Now, remembering to add an
U
to
університет.
How would you say, not far from the university?
Недалеко від університету. Недалеко від університету.
Not far from, plus a landmark, can help you give or understand locations of restaurants, theaters, hotels, and museums all over town. How do you say, not far from the ministry?
Недалеко від міністерства.
Remember, some masculine and neuter nouns add the
a
to the end of the noun, and some add
u.
Do you remember the word for train station?
Вокзал.
How would you say not far from the train station?
Недалеко від вокзалу. Недалеко від вокзалу.
Suppose a Ukrainian is asking you where you live. How do you ask, where do you live?
Де ви живете?
What is the word for an American state?
Штат.
Say, I live in the state of Michigan.
Я живу в штаті Мічиган.
How does the Ukrainian ask? That's not far from the city of Chicago, right?
Це недалеко від міста Чикаго, чи не так?
And how does he ask, did you say you now live in Paris?
Ви сказали, що ви тепер живете в Парижі? Ви сказали, що ви тепер живете в Парижі?
How would you answer, yes, it's a lovely city?
Так, це красиве місто.
Let's leave geography for a moment and review some numbers. How do you say 40?
40.
Say 60, 50, 40.
60, 50, 40.
Say 80, 70, 60.
80, 70, 60.
Say 90, 80, 100.
90, 80, 100.
In addition to needing these numbers for sizes of clothing, you'll find them useful in asking for your room key in a hotel. What is the word for key?
Ключ.
Now say 145.
145.
Say 193.
193.
Now let's review some of the phrases you learned when buying a hat. How do you say, show me please?
Покажіть, будь ласка.
What is the word for hat?
Шапка.
How do you say, a gray hat?
Сіра шапка.
How do you say a black hat?
Чорна шапка.
But if you want to put a feminine noun like hat into the
Покажіть, будь ласка,
sentence, you have to change the
a
ending to
у.
Try it. Imagine yourself pointing to a certain hat behind the counter. Say, show me the hat, please.
Покажіть, будь ласка, шапку.
How do you say to try on?
Поміряти.
How would the sales clerk ask you, do you want to try it on?
Ви хочете поміряти?
How would the clerk say, the mirror is over there, opposite us?
Дзеркало там, напроти.
How do you say, this hat doesn't fit?
Ця шапка не підходить.
Ask, do you have a size smaller? Use the general question that can refer to anything.
У вас є на розмір менше?
Ask, do you have a size larger? The clerk says, wait a moment. The word is related to wait. How do you say, wait a moment?
Зачекайте.
The clerk gives you a hat of the right size. Say, this fits well.
Це якраз добре.
You buy the hat, and as you walk out of the store, you thank the clerk. She says, you're welcome. Say this.
Будь ласка.
Now you're on the metro, on the way back to your hotel, and you run into a Ukrainian friend. Ask, how are things?
Як у вас справи?
She says, fine, and you? Say this.
Добре, а у вас?
She tells you she called your hotel yesterday. What is the word for yesterday?
Вчора.
She invites you to join some friends at the ballet this evening. How do you say tonight or this evening? It starts with the word today.
Сьогодні ввечері.
How do you say last night? Literally, yesterday in the evening.
Вчора ввечері.
She asks, do you like ballet? Ask this.
Ви любите балет?
You respond, of course I like it. It is understood. Say, of course I like it.
Звичайно, люблю.
She tells you what's on the program. What is the word for program?
Програма.
I've already ordered tickets. You know all the words. Can you say this?
Я вже замовила білети.
You suggest, fine, let's meet at 7 o'clock at the Mark Street metro station. Say this.
Добре. Зустрінемося о 7 годині на станції метро вулиця Маркса. Добре. Зустрінемося о 7 годині на станції метро вулиця Маркса.
Now you can have your pleasant evening at the ballet. This is the end of Unit 28.